Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate once in the morning and once at night, even if it's for a few minutes, because I think you'll find it very helpful and a great way to deepen your meditation practice. Also, if you'd like to meditate with Elizabeth and I, please visit our website at www.holisticretreats.tv. That's holisticretreats.tv. There you'll find a variety of options to deepening your meditation practice by meditating with us. Whether you spend an hour or a day or a weekend, we'd really like to spend some time with you meditating. So let's get started. In this week's episode, we're going to be looking at a new research study that's been done on people struggling with Alzheimer's and how meditation can help improve their memory. The study was reported in the Journal for Alzheimer's Disease and was done at the University of Pennsylvania in collaboration with the Alzheimer's Research and Prevention Foundation. Alzheimer's disease is a dementia disorder that, as we get older, affects a significant portion of our population. My mother and my grandmother both suffered from dementia as they got older in their life. You too may know of someone who suffers from dementia or Alzheimer's disease, or you may yourself be afraid of getting it. Or you may be listening to this podcast and are concerned with perhaps getting it yourself or having the early signs and symptoms of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. So I think this study is very important because it looks into a disease that many of us are going to come in contact with at some time in our lives. So let's see what they did and what they found. It was a smaller study. It had people ranging from the age of 52 to 77 years old. There were 15 of them total. And they also had a control group, which is a group exposed to the study, but not exposed to the same stimulus, which in this case is meditation. And there were 5 people in this comparison group who, instead of being taught meditation, were allowed to listen to music by Mozart, during the same amount of time that the experimental group or the meditation group was meditating. So for 8 weeks, for 12 minutes a day, the experimental or meditation group was taught a form of meditation in the Kundalini yoga tradition. It was called Kirtan Kira, and I apologize if I'm pronouncing it wrong. That's spelled K-I-R-T-A-N and then K-R-I-Y-A, Kirtan Kira. They looked at both groups, the music group and the meditation group. They wanted to see if there was more blood flow in any part of the brain after meditating for 8 weeks, after being taught meditation. And they looked at the brain through a SPECT scan, which measures blood flow throughout the brain. They looked at it pre and post, so they looked at the brain before the subjects were taught meditation and after the subjects were taught meditation. The music group, who listened to music for 12 minutes a day, the same as a meditation group, were meditating for 12 minutes a day, there was no difference in the brain. The activity was exactly the same 8 weeks later. But what about the meditation group? Was there any difference in them? What they found was, after 8 weeks, the cerebral blood flow was far more active in the frontal lobe regions and the right superior parietal lobe in the meditation group. They also found that the meditation group had significant improvements in cognitive functioning related to general memory, attention, and cognition, as demonstrated by neurological testing, which looked at the cognitive functioning of both groups before the 8-week study was done and after the 8-week study was done. Again, they didn't find any improvement in the music group, but they did find significant improvement in the meditation group. Lastly, the meditation group said meditation was enjoyable, beneficial, and they believed their cognitive functioning had improved. So what does this all mean? As I said earlier, we all will go through life, sooner or later, being affected by Alzheimer's in one way or another, whether we are directly affected by it, or we know someone who gets affected by Alzheimer's disease. In keeping your blood flow to your brain strong and healthy, helping your cognition work well, and overall just good for your brain, why not meditate? Why not tell those who struggle with memory disorders or are fearful of getting Alzheimer's or dementia to meditate? For one thing, it sure couldn't hurt, because meditation, as reported by so many people, is a very wonderful, relaxing experience. And secondly, as I've talked about in other studies, meditation does seem to be very good for the brain. It helps get the blood flowing. It helps the brain to be working well. Some studies have even suggested that gray matter can be affected by meditation in a very positive, healthy way. So meditation seems to be very good for our brains. And the wonderful thing about meditation is it doesn't have any side effects, unless you call peacefulness and tranquility a side effect. It's just good for us, and it appears to be very good for our brain. If you'd like to learn more about Alzheimer's and how to prevent it, please visit the Alzheimer's Research and Prevention Foundation at www.alzheimerspreventionorg. And if you want to learn more about meditation, stay tuned, because next week we'll have another podcast for you and how meditation can improve your life. May you have a beautiful, wonderful week. Peace.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. You're on your way to a more holistic you, and Dr. Puff and I would like to further your journey by encouraging you to visit our bookstore at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more insightful knowledge regarding work, relationships, and overall wellness. Peace.